This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is the projected winner of the U.S. presidency and stands to be inaugurated on January 20th. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
Biden is now the president-elect after a win in Pennsylvania pushed him past the 270 electoral votes needed to claim the White House and make President Trump the first incumbent to lose the job in nearly 30 years. Biden last night said he was confident of a win amid an ongoing vote count and legal challenges from the president, saying the country's ready to move on from 4 years of anger and division.
It's time for us to come together as a nation to heal.
Come January 20th, he will lead a nation in economic and social turmoil and still in the grips of a virus pandemic that's seen some 236,000 Americans die. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
World leaders have posted congratulations to the president-elect, with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau writing on Twitter, "Our two countries are close friends, partners, and allies. I'm really looking forward to working together and building on that with you both." British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said, "The U.S. is our most important ally, and I look forward to working closely together on our shared priorities from climate change to trade and security." Scotland's First Minister Nicola Sturgeon wrote, "Congratulations from Scotland to President-elect Joe Biden and to history-making Vice President-elect Kamala Harris." Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis tweeted, "Joe Biden has been a true friend of Greece, and I'm certain that under his presidency, the relationship between our countries will grow even stronger." Ireland's Prime Minister Michael Martin wrote on Twitter, "Joe Biden has been a true friend of this nation throughout his life, and I look forward to working with him in the years ahead." This is VOA News. As the nation continues to set daily records for confirmed coronavirus cases, President Trump's chief of staff has been diagnosed with COVID-19. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Mark Meadows traveled with Trump in the run-up to Election Day and had been around the president when he came down with the virus more than a month ago. Two senior administration officials confirmed Meadows tested positive, but they've offered no details on when Meadows might have come down with COVID-19 or his current condition. One administration official says several other staffers have tested positive as well. The U.S. set another new daily high for confirmed coronavirus cases Friday at 126,400. That's according to the tally by Johns Hopkins University. More than 236,000 Americans have died since the start of the pandemic. Ben Thomas, Washington.
More communities across the United States are imposing new restrictions as hospitals fill up with coronavirus cases. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The mayor of Denver, Colorado, doesn't want to call it a curfew, but is asking residents to stay home between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. for a month. He's hoping that will slow the spread of coronavirus cases, which could overwhelm area hospitals by the end of the year. Illinois' governor says a stay-at-home order is possible if the infection rate doesn't slow down, with more than 10,000 new cases a day. Governor J.B. Pritzker reported he was at a meeting with someone infected, and now he's in self-isolation. 5,400 new cases were just reported in Kansas. The state health director says county commissioners should have required masks and limited crowded events. Meanwhile, a judge in Texas has upheld an order in El Paso County that non-essential businesses close for 2 weeks, but the attorney general is planning an appeal. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Ethiopian lawmakers voted Saturday to replace the current government of the federal state of Tigray after the army launched airstrikes to destroy military assets in the region in a worsening internal conflict. Fears are mounting over the prospect of civil war after Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed sent federal troops and aircraft into the region, with which Addis Ababa has been embroiled in a bitter feud. 3 days after he announced a military operation against the state's ruling Tigray People's Liberation Front, lawmakers voted to abolish the state government. Tropical Depression Eta is expected to strengthen as it moves toward the Bahamas, the Cayman Islands, and Florida. Eta slammed into Central America as a Category 4 hurricane this week and devastated the area with flooding and landslides that killed scores of people. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.